Hey everybody, Josh Sigurdsson of World Alternative Media here, and there is heightened concern about the potential of World War III. Of course, it's all scripted, it's all fake, it's all based in false flags, but we have to understand that there's a lot of rhetoric coming out and there's a lot of pushback because of it. Of course, you know, we could talk about the Nord Stream and the obvious false flag there, but we're seeing thousands rally across Bulgaria to demand peace and neutrality in Ukraine conflict. Most people don't want World War III. Imagine that. And we're seeing this out of the U.S. Sun. It is regarding Medvedev. It says, nuke threat. Ex-Russian President Medvedev warns we're closer than ever to World War III and risk of nuclear oblivion is growing. And of course it is. Of course there's a push for this because you need a crisis in order to bring us into the Great Reset, into the BRICS World Reserve Currency System. It's the perfect excuse, the perfect pretext. We're seeing this at the same time as we get this out of Gateway Pundit. Discord leaks China to provide Russia with lethal aid in Ukraine. And keep in mind that we're also hearing from these Pentagon leaks that the U.S. openly has no way to defend itself from Chinese missiles, but I doubt they even want to. Though I think most of this is going to end with economic warfare more than anything. But I want to be clear on that. But it says, Biden preparing for Ukrainian offensive to fail. Pentagon documents allegedly leaked by Airman Jack Teixeira revealed that the U.S. doesn't believe Ukraine can regain any significant territory in its counteroffensive, which is expected to be launched in the spring. The information in the leaks was based on assessment made in February. It's pretty obvious right now that this is all about undermining the U.S. dollar, and it was always part of the plan. This from BigLeaguePolitics.com. Russia and Iran plot to undermine the United States dollar. And, you know, we're seeing this at the same time as we're seeing New York City Mayor Eric Adams, Senator Chuck Schumer, seen mingling with alleged Chinese police station chief in videos because we're finding Chinese, you know, police all over the United States. And it's all about the undermining, the slow normalization and collapse to bring us into the Great Reset, which Klaus Schwab says the role model of the Great Reset is China. And who's shaking hands with Russia? Well, of course, it's China. It's all about the new world reserve currency system. So we're going to get into what Medvedev says and more today, my friends. But before we do, I always urge people, check those links below. Check out heavensharvest.com for long-term storable foods that are non-GMO, heirloom seeds, water filtration and storage, and books on how to get started. Use code WAM, W-A-M, and you get free shipping on much of these products in the U.S. And even if you don't qualify, I still urge you to use code WAM. This could save your lives, my friends, in the face of the control collapse of the supply chain. What's the number one way they force us into servitude? Take away the food, take away the energy, take away the conveniences unless you comply. You don't have to comply. You aren't put in that situation if you prepare ahead of time. We have fully organic kits on this site as well over at heavensharvest.com. Remember, that's code WAM, W-A-M. We also have whamsurvival.com for long-term storable foods. Save a bunch of money if you go through us on there. Experts say you need at least 3 months of storable foods in a supply chain collapse. So do not wait until it's too late. Also, check out KirkElliottPhD.com/WAM in the description below and buy physical gold and silver today. Withdraw as much as you can from the banking system so that they cannot control you. Get a whole bunch of free special reports if you go and sign up today. Kirk Elliott is an author of 11 books, and he is a double PhD. You could go and sign up for a phone call with him and tell him what you need to do at that link below. Again, that's KirkElliottPhD.com/WAM. So again, as people are rising up in the streets in places like Bulgaria and elsewhere, we see Medvedev warn of nuclear war. It says nuke threat. Ex-Russian President Medvedev warns we're closer than ever to World War III and risk of nuclear oblivion is growing. And this is from Tariq Tahir and Will Stewart over at the U.S. Sun. And it says, the risk of nuclear oblivion is edging closer as humanity stands on the brink of World War III, Russian ex-president has warned. Dmitry Medvedev is a close ally of Vladimir Putin and made the chilling warning amid rising tensions between the Russia and the West over the Ukraine war. And remember, Medvedev has been one of the number one most polarizing figures in Russia over the last 20 years. Now, of course, a lot of this is fear-mongering. There's no doubt about it. They want people to be normalized to this notion of Russia and China versus the United States and Britain and Europe, and you know, Ukraine is just wedged in the middle there. It's Ukraine is by proxy basically the United States anyway. But they want people to have this fear of this doomsday that's creeping up on us. That's totally not propped up and scripted in the first place. I mean, the thing is, all of this has always been a part about the script. That's why Henry Kissinger met with Mao Zedong in the 70s, created the alliance with China, propped them up in the first place. They propped up the Soviet Union, World War II, as well as in the collapse of the Soviet Union. It was all a false flag. It's all meant to lead to today so that they can move into their new system. It's spiritual to them. They are sacrificing humanity for they're sacrificing the pawns for the king and the queen. And they needed to get to this moment via inflation, via demoralization of the public and weakening of the U.S. and weakening of different regimes, and from one world order that's based in militarism to a new one that's just based in convenience, which sounds better, but it isn't, because it attacks us against each other, against ourselves. It allows us to give up our very humanity, our soul, our very being, our freedoms as individuals, and make us collective hordes of zombies that are tantalized by the conveniences of technology and CBDCs and stuff like that. So China was propped up in the first place by the U.S. Russia was propped up in the first place by the U.S. And now we're seeing the de-dollarization factor and all that. It was all meant to get to this point where inflation would eventually cause everyone to be poor in the United States and in many places, UK, Europe. And then at the same time, there will be a move away from the dollar. And, you know, I mentioned this earlier in the video. Russia and Iran plot to undermine the United States dollar. Well, yeah, but so does China. So does, India. So does, let me just name BRICS here. I mean, let's be honest. It starts with Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. But now Saudi Arabia is joining and creating a petro yuan with China. And of course, Malaysia is working with the Indian rupee, and then many other countries are actually. India and China combined are a force to be reckoned with, even though they're historical enemies. But this isn't about they're bickering between each other. This is about overthrowing one world order into another, and all by proxy, because the U.S. is ensuring this happens. Of course, Egypt and Turkey are involved. We're looking at Iraq as well as Iran. Most of Latin America, Mexico's talking about it. And now France and Germany are looking at withdrawing from the dollar to some degree. It's pretty obvious where we're going. We're going into a new world order. That is what we're dealing with at this very moment, my friends. And if we aren't careful, we are going to be eaten alive by this tyrannical system, because it's going to be based in CBDCs. And that's basically the goal for, the Great Reset. Klaus Schwab says communist China is a role model for many countries in creating the new world of tomorrow as they go after the food supply, as they go after the energy grid. How do they get there? That's how. And of course, World War III. Kremlin's jets recently brought down an American drone with both sides displaying nuclear bombers in shows of strength. Fears have been raised Putin could still use nuclear weapons in Ukraine as the prospect of victory ebbs away from him in a final act of destruction. It's not edging away from him. Everything points to Russia winning, like everything. But the mainstream media, the U.S. Sun included, is going to, promote that puppet view. Medvedev, 57, is currently the deputy head of Russia's powerful Security Council and a former prime minister. He told an audience in Moscow the West was to blame for taking the world to the brink of Armageddon. He said, "The world is sick and is on the edge of the Third World War. And although we tried to avoid war for 30 years, it was imposed on us." He added that the threat of climate change was nothing compared to that of nuclear war, which exists today, unfortunately, he says. "It's growing with every day for known reasons. The Western world was unfair to our country to a large extent. Did they hear us? No, they didn't." Medvedev went on to warn that Russia was itself prepared to use nuclear weapons. I want to point out, he mentions it's worse than climate change. Well, of course, climate change is a hoax, but it is interesting because, the hypocrisy of the elites, or the psychopathic globalists, I should say, I shouldn't call them elites, is that, we need to destroy our own life, self-destruct, because the weather is changing. We need to do anything we can to stop the weather from changing, including kill ourselves. But nuclear war, it's not a big deal. Don't worry about it. It's just nuclear war. We should continue doing that because, you know, progress and stuff and, you know, social justice and whatever, which, by the way, Biden just signed an executive order saying that we now have social justice credit scores in the country on top of the ESG and all that insanity. It's a controlled demolition. It's a controlled demolition. It's the same thing as when they say it's safe to drink the water in Palestine, Ohio, that's full of dioxins that change your DNA, and it's safe to inject yourself with, you know, strange substances like the vaccines. But, you know, gas stoves, very bad. But remember, war, World War III, good, because we need to save those Ukrainians, even though we propped up the regime in 2014 and made it anti-Russian, and then also propped up China in the first place, propped up Russia in the first place. It's all fake. It's all fake. It's all one giant false flag, my friends. This has always been the case, and we need to understand that this is leading us to the brink of war, but we also have to understand that we don't need to be part of that war. We could just say no. We could just withdraw. We could just say, the hell with CBDCs, central bank digital currencies. I'm not going to let the bank control my life, which is 100% involved in this, because this is all part of the same pattern. When we go into the BRICS World Reserve Currency System, it's going to control you via the banks. And they need the excuse of the banking crisis, and they need the excuse of World War III, and they need the excuse of demoralization of the public, like little boys wearing dresses. They needed all of this in order to get us to this point. You know, weak men create hard times. We are at weak men turning into hard times. Well, hard times create strong men, right? And women, well, we're getting there, but we need to first have to deal with like the full brunt of the Great Reset. And by the end of it, we shouldn't see a whole lot of SJWs wandering around screeching at people for, you know, not eating the bugs and drinking the sewage, as they say, as Close says. So we are going to see it get worse before it gets better, but that was always the case. It's the Tower of Babel. And, you know, I feel like the more I hear about this World War III scenario, the more fake it seems, the more like a movie it seems. And that's, it seems that way because it is. Use your instincts, my friends. They need that crisis. And look, Russia and China are hand in hand. People go, well, Russia's very anti-establishment. Are they? They're anti-Western establishment. And, you know, rightly so, be against Western establishment, but that doesn't mean you have to be pro-Eastern establishment, which is working with China, which installed zero COVID policies that are then going to be turned into 15-minute city zero carbon policies. Don't fall for that. Technocracy, you know, is one of the number one countries Israel backs is Russia, has for a long time. Now, they usually back both sides, but, you know, it's Israel. But, you know, that's the thing. People are putting their eggs in one basket or another. That's part of the trap. That's part of the trick that they're leading people into. It doesn't have to be either or. People need to reject this whole system. They need to reject the CBDCs. They need to reject carbon credits. They need to reject this crackdown on the climate. They need to, you know, reject this attack on humankind, the push for trans kids. They need to stop supporting wars. They need to stop being fair weather anti-war activists until it's something affects them in a way where the propaganda really pulls them in and they go, rah, 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 we need to go and, you know, potentially commit complete empirical suicide. We need to not be dependent on the grid. We need to not be dependent on, you know, the mainstream economy as it stands today. I need to get out and see things like, you know, get into things like privacy coins. I'm a big fan of Epic Cash personally. You know, get into gold and silver physically and all that kind of stuff. And of course, not be dependent on grocery stores, which is one of the number one ways people have given into this weakness, is that they just expect to, like, you know, we're going to get food all the time forever from grocery store shelves. You know, people have to get it there somehow. And when the war is happening, when the supply chain is breaking down, when the oil production has been cut on top of an already huge oil shortage and diesel shortage, what do you expect is going to happen? We're seeing false flags on the grid across the board. They're shutting down the nuclear plants while they blow up Nord Stream and all these other pipelines, and then claim that it's more reason to bring in more sanctions that will cause more stress in this way. And they're already pushing for food police in New York, and they're doing rations in parts of UK as they're installing the 15-minute cities. I mean, come on, it couldn't be more obvious. And all of this is an excuse. This World War III scenario is an excuse. It all is part of the same puzzle to get us into the new world reserve currency system and the Great Reset. Full-on technocracy, full-on Tower of Babel scenario, anti-humanism, transhumanism, and the move for the vast sacrifice that they expect. Remember, when they're talking about banning new building construction by, you know, 2030 potentially, which is the Agenda 2030 period, the timetable, which they want to get rid of 60% of the planet, they say. When they're saying they want to ban new building construction by the year around 2030, and suddenly all these banks have stopped financing building construction, suddenly all these banks have stopped financing private car sales, while they're also trying to ban private car sales. Well, they need abundance, so why would they stop building construction? Because they expect there to be a lot less people by that time. We've reported on some experts saying that they expect, you know, 30% of the world to die in what's coming next. It's insanity. And I don't know if they will. I don't know if they're going to go that road. I'm not even sure they're going to really go for broke as far as like war. But I think they're going to make it appear for a while that this is happening, that there's actual physical conflict, so that there's an excuse to bring in that good old Great Reset. You know, we've been working hard to warn people about all this kind of stuff. Myself, going back to 2006. And, you know, it was very obvious in 2016, the push for war with Russia, the false stories that were coming out attacking Russia. The attacks on Russia because they were protecting Syria is another example. And it's sad to see that after all these years, the obvious of this being obvious propaganda, so many are still falling for it and they're going, Russia, Russia, Russia. Yeah, Ukraine, Ukraine, Ukraine. It's all bad. Stop looking for one government or the other government to save you. It's not going to happen. You save yourself. God gives you responsibilities on your shoulders. And team sports isn't how we win. It's what perpetuates this for eternity. And it's very disappointing when I've seen this for so many years, when I've always said from the beginning, is Russia the smarter guy in the block if we're talking about governments versus Ukraine? Sure, of course. But it's all propped up to look that way. It's like how they prop up people in parts of independent media to seem like they are the truth tellers when they're not. And, you know, they manipulate the public just like the mainstream media does and try to drive people into fear so that they shelter and they sit on their hands and they vote for some politician. It's called misdirection. It's a CIA term called the limited hangout operation, where you tell part of the truth but not the entirety of the truth in order to misdirect people from the entirety of the truth. And a lot of people in independent media do that. And then because they direct people into supporting some kind of politician as the answer. That drives me absolutely crazy, because that is how we lose. They are just bringing people in a circle. My solution is that you watching today take responsibility. You watching today do the things you don't want to have to do, and I know a lot of you are. I know a lot of you are, and throw the conveniences aside a bit. And focus on the solution. And that solution, you know, a lot of people want to scream, and they don't want a solution. Well, the solution is right in front of us, my friends. And, you know, all we have to do is withdraw from their system, not play their game, not allow ourselves to succumb to the neediness of the ration lines in the future, the electric grid that they're attacking and being dependent on the government grid, not being dependent on the banks. The banks, that's like the number one thing. Do not be dependent on the banks. Because they will hold your money hostage, and then it won't be your money anymore. It'll be their money, and they could do what they want with you from that point on. Very dangerous scenario. That's what CBDCs are all about, and that's what this war will do. That's what this war will bring us into. As the dollar falls, and the supply chain and energy grid collapse, and the housing market collapses, and demoralization gets worse, this will bring us in to the new world reserve currency system of BRICS, basket of currencies similar to the IMF special drawing rights. It will be cashless. There will be a short war for the one world currency from Unicoin, all that kind of stuff. But what we will end up with is definitely the Chinese currency system, and it will be the most tyrannical thing that's ever happened in human history. As far as technocracy goes, as far as technology goes, we need to abandon it. The only way is not being dependent on the banks, having gold and silver. So again, you know, we have multiple different ways to help you guys out here. We have KirkElliottPhD.com/WAM, W-A-M, and you could buy gold and silver, get a free, bunch of free special reports, sign up. It takes 2 seconds in that sign-up sheet. It could save your life. So there's that. There's solutions. There's Epic Cash, a privacy coin based on the Mimblewimble protocol. You can find that on Epic Cash Community on Telegram. And, of course, there's HeavensHarvest.com. The real currency that people keep forgetting about is food. How do they starve us out? Well, literally, they starve us out. They don't allow us to have food unless we comply. And that food is mRNA infused and all that kind of stuff. Excuse me. So we have HeavensHarvest.com for long-term storable foods that are non-GMO, heirloom seeds, water filtration and storage, books on how to get started. Use code WAM, W-A-M, and you get free shipping on much of these products in the U.S. And even if you don't qualify, I still urge you to use code WAM, W-A-M. Again, you give a man a fish and he feeds his family for tonight. You teach a man to fish and he feeds his family for a lifetime. Same could be said with those seeds. Remember, experts say you need at least 3 months of storable foods. If you get the combo kits, you can get, you could get the 3 months for $551. But if you get the 3 month combo kit, it's like a couple thousand, but you have, you know, breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snacks for 3 months. You have the seeds, which means a lifetime of food. You have a whole bunch of other options, like, well, it comes with like water filtration and it comes with books and all that kind of stuff. It's a really good deal, actually. And versus inflation today, you're actually doing pretty good. Never mind tomorrow when the shelves are empty and this food is so far through the roof that the government brings in emergency orders and force feeds you mRNA-infused poison and bugs. Do not allow that to happen to yourself. Have respect for yourself and your family and the future of mankind. This is how we win. This is how we win this battle. This is a real war, and it's all about individualism and humanity, freedom. We also have links like rncstore.com, Richardson Nutritional Center, your source for Laetril online, made famous by G. Edward Griffin's book, World Without Cancer. Get your apricot seeds, Laetril, amygdalin, and vitamin B17 there. And, of course, our ClearPhone link where you can get a privacy smartphone where you hold your own private key. It's faster than an Android, full national coverage, doesn't track and trace you. We also have Lion Energy, which I've mentioned for a while and I stopped for a while, but Lion Energy, you can go and buy solar panels, batteries, etc. So you aren't dependent on the government grid. So all that's in the description of this video, my friends. We like to give solutions. There's always solutions. There's no excuses. Excuses are what leads to apathy, which is what leads to the tyranny we see surrounding us today. People have been making excuses for far too long, and it's time we withdraw from those excuses and take action for our very humanity. Because if we here on Earth as human beings are here and don't stand up for our very humanity, then what are we here on Earth for? It's a question everyone needs to ask themselves. And I know most of you guys watching or listening are doing something about this. I'm not pointing fingers at anyone. I'm just frustrated with the world in general and the lack of, you know, action by a lot of people out there. Anyway, I appreciate everyone watching. I'm heading to New York City right away, and then I'm going to be in England reporting on 15-minute cities. I'll be there during the coronation of King Charles, the Great Reset, dope. And I'll be doing some reporting on protests, hopefully in Europe. But I need your help, my friends. We're completely viewer-funded. I spend all my own money on this. So, I go broke every time. I don't make anything off of this. I believe in the truth, and I want to get it for people before it's revised and changed by the globalist psychopaths out there. So if you want to help support us, we have gogetfunding.com. We have Patreon. We have Subscribestar. Excuse me. I've been coughing since October. It's just brutal. I have some lung issues going back to a vaccine injury I had when I was a kid. But anyway, I got gogetfunding.com, Patreon, Subscribestar. We have a Bitcoin address and we have a Cointree link with a bunch of different cryptocurrencies that you could donate in if you please, including privacy coins. We have an Epic FundMe campaign where you could donate in Epic Cash, the privacy coin based on the Mimblewimble protocol. And of course, we have a Teespring store with a bunch of merchandise. We have a Rockfin channel, World Alternative Media. And of course, we have a newsletter, www.imband.com. Takes 2 seconds to sign up for. It's free. We are on Telegram, Band.video, BitChute, Odyssey, Rumble, and Brighteon at World Alternative Media. We're on Hive, Steemit, and Vigilante.tv at Josh Sigurdsson. We're on the bad guys, TikTok and Instagram, World Alternative Media, Twitter and Getter at World Alt Media. We have a YouTube channel, really, called Ancient Wonders. It has a photo of my face as a picture. Don't click the one with the pyramid because this guy just stole my name and is trying to take my material or similar material and override me. And he's already got more subscribers. So I hope you go and subscribe on there. It helps combat against that so we can reach new people out there on the subject of ancient civilizations. I've risked my life doing those videos and I don't like constantly getting censored, taken down, etc. We are on all the major podcast platforms, Spotify, Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, etc. So go follow us on there. Hit that like button, share on social media, hit the notification bell, and hit subscribe if you have not yet already. And as always, my friends, live by example, live freely. Until next time, this is Josh Sigurdsson signing out from World Alternative Media. Find the truth, be the change.